B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Let's begin with this. Doctors have taken a 10-centimeter-long chunk of cement out of a 56-year-old's heart, giving a bizarre explanation as to how it got there in the first place.
The chunk of cement was physically in his heart?
Yeah, and it's weird. I'll explain. Doctors Gabe Wenninger and John Elforades described how the man showed up in an emergency room with chest pain and shortness of breath. When they looked at scans, they found a 10-centimeter-long sharp object puncturing his right lung. During surgery, doctors pulled the narrow object out of his chest and found that it was a cement embolism. The cement got there as a complication of a procedure that the patient had a week earlier. It's called a kyphoplasty, and it's this medical cement, which is called polymethyl methacrylate.
Okay.
I can't believe I got that right. Is injected into the spine of a patient as part of the process for repairing damaged vertebrae. It appeared the cement had worked its way from the spine to the man's heart.
You forget how things tend to travel in the body.
Yeah. The cement can leak into the venous system, harden, and embolize. There were no complications from the second procedure, and the man nearly recovered after a month or so. Pretty wild.
Yeah. And scary.
Yeah. Israeli archaeologists have found a rare ancient toilet in Jerusalem.
Oh, you're just talking about toilets.
Dating back more than 2,700 years when private bathrooms were a luxury in the Holy City. Israeli Antiquities Authority said this smooth carved limestone toilet was found in a rectangular cabin that was part of a sprawling mansion overlooking what is now the Old City. It was designed for comfortable sitting with a deep septic tank dug underneath. And apparently a private toilet cubicle was a very rare thing in antiquity.
Yeah.
And only a few have been found to date. Only the very rich could actually afford toilets back then.
Especially with that kind of configuration.
Yeah, a famed rabbi once suggested that to be wealthy is to have a toilet next to his table.
Mm-hmm.
Right next to his table.
Well said. Okay. Yeah, I think that's good. That's great. Right, so you don't have to go too far after you've had dinner.
No, animal bones and pottery found in the septic tank could shed light.
You could dump right here at the end of the table.
On the lifestyle and diet of people living at that time, as well as ancient diseases.
We're looking at it, Preston. The opening is small case. Don't you think that's...
Yeah. I don't know, you know, as far as relativity is concerned. I don't
relative size? Yeah.
But the old saying goes, you don't crap where you eat, right?
Right.
That's right. So follow that.
That's also an old Jewish proverb.
A homeless Florida woman was rushed to the hospital on Monday when she fell into a canal and then was attacked by an alligator.
So it was a great day overall.
The woman was resting along a seawall around 6 a.m. and she apparently fell into the water. Someone heard her cries for help and called 911. The woman, who was in her 50s, was taken to a hospital with severe injuries to her arms. She was reported to be in stable condition. After that, trappers did manage to capture a large gator from the canal.
What did I do?
But it's still not known whether this is the alligator that attacked the woman or not.
No, it was Murray.
Serious injuries caused by alligators are rare in Florida, by the way.
We've had a bunch of alligator stories lately, too, you know?
Yep. Imagine finding your missing cat inside the wall of your home. TikTok user Giovanna posted a photo of her recently renovated bathroom and said that she heard meowing coming from behind a newly tiled wall.
Oh, boy.
She then realized her cat had been hiding behind the wall when the tiles were fitted and had become stuck. In the video, a man cuts out a small square at the bottom of the wall, and a black cat can be seen poking his head out.
This has happened before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that like ceiling cat is a riff on that.
The video went viral and now has millions of views. You should see the picture. It's great. It's a black cat. You just see its eyes because it's in the darkness and little tips of its ears.
Preston, adorable. If you ever, you know, as a cat owner or anyone here, you open up a cabinet and I've had it happen many times where the cat's just sitting in there like, well, please.
A New York City man now holds a record for most shoplifting arrests in 1 year.
Yay! That's great, man.
This year, Isaac Rodriguez.
Isaac, we just want to present you with this cashier's check for $1,000. And you are a champ. Let's say you're the GOAT.
He is 22 years old. He was arrested 46 times. For retail theft this year. During his spree, he stole from various Walgreens stores at least 37 items, and in total, he was arrested 57 times for offenses including petty and grand larceny and gang assault. Rodriguez reportedly stole things such as baby formula, lotion, lingerie, Dove soap, energy drinks, and Sensodyne toothpaste in plain sight.
Do you know what they do? They could then go and sell it to other people. They'll sell it online. And I think it's in San Francisco or maybe in California, the entire state. You can steal up to $950
without it being a felony?
Yeah.
I think you'd be breaking the law, but maybe not a...
They don't prosecute, though. They won't prosecute. You've seen the videos of people, like, clearing off, like, shelves of stuff. Like, there was one dude on a bicycle and just took off with a bag. And they're like, okay, go ahead.
All right. And then one final story. A North Carolina-based 25-year-old said that she was rushed to the hospital after jean shorts wedgie caused her to develop cellulitis and sepsis, which is a life-threatening infection.
Yeah. So the jeans sort of rubbing against...
Well, I'll explain. Sam...
I'm trying to figure this one out.
...is her name, said that she felt uncomfortable in the shorts that she wore on a date but decided to ignore it. She said she started to feel sick the following day. She said, I felt very sore and then started feeling ill.
I feel sick and sore.
Just not 100%. That night, I noticed I had a large bump where the chafing had occurred.
Ooh.
And as time went on, it started becoming more painful. The pain was isolated to one spot, and it felt like a throbbing, stabbing pain.
Jeez.
2 days later, she said that she was sent to the emergency room after getting the area checked out by her doctor. Sam said that she developed cellulitis, a bacterial skin infection that causes swelling, pain, and can become deadly if left untreated. The cellulitis had progressed to the point of septic shock, which occurs after the body has an extreme reaction to infection and can lead to permanent tissue damage and organ failure.
All from jean shorts.
Yeah, she said, I was shivering, very breathless, could not walk, and had extreme body aches. They admitted me to the ICU, and that's when I realized this was a bit more serious than I had anticipated. Sam said doctors considered removing the infected portion of her rear end during a debridement surgery, but decided to wait a few days to see if she could fight off the infection without the procedure. Luckily, Sam was able to recover after 4 days in the ICU with help of antibiotics. She shared it on TikTok to warn people about the dangers of ignoring uncomfortable wedgies, and has gotten over 1.3 million likes. She said some commenters said that this has also happened to them. Despite the embarrassing end of their date, Sam said she and her boyfriend are still together 3 years after the chafing incident, by the way. So, yeah.
It's horrible.
You got to watch out for, if you have pain like that.
Yes.
You got to get that checked out right away.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
You're going to love this story. When news crews arrived at the scene, the roosters were far from shy and luckily behind the fence.
What?
Here's the story. The health department says that that roosters are generally prohibited in New York City, and it says it has received complaints that's being filed and in the process of investigating. So a guy named Leon Suzeran says that the roosters are a threat to the community, particularly to the young children and the elderly who might not be able to defend themselves.
Against roosters. Leon knows the stuff.
Hold on.
What?
I stapled the back page to the front, and I was reading you the back half of the story first. God damn it.
Wait. We can fix that.
Fix it in post.
A Queens man is speaking out after being attacked on his way to work, not by a person, a dog, or even a rat, but by a rooster.
I was wondering what the story was.
Is there a guy named Leon involved?
Leon Suzeran.
He was on his way
back to work when he was attacked from behind. The vein on his hand punctured. His pain was outmatched by surprise to find out who he was being attacked by, and it was a rooster. He said, I turned around and I saw blood gushing out of my hand.
You little bastard, you punctured my pain vein.
Leon said about the unusual assault, I had to deal with the blood gushing out, and I had to deal with this animal that kept charging at me.
Cock-a-doodle, don't!
As Leon applied pressure to the wound to try and stop the bleeding, the rooster kept coming at him.
Mm.
Despite Leon's 6'2 build and his kicks, the rooster was unrelenting. Ultimately, he was able to outrun his attacker and call 911. Roosters often escape his neighbor's property in Jamaica, he says, and have attacked others before. Now, let's go to the other part of the story that I started with earlier.
It was almost like a Quentin Tarantino timeline.
When a news crew arrived at the scene, the roosters were far from shy and luckily behind the fence. The health department says that roosters are generally prohibited in New York City. It says...
we joined this story already in progress.
Yeah, it's like a Keith Morrison. The town was sleepy and quiet.
Totally.
Yeah.
It says it has received a complaint that's been filed and it is in the process of investigating. Leon says the roosters are a threat to his community, particularly to the young children and elderly who might not be able to defend themselves.
Well, sure, everyone knows Leon.
He said that he and his family tried to approach the owners in a neighborly way, but were rejected. He said, we tried to talk to the family, and they closed the door in our faces. So, sorry about
now
that,
now it makes
folks.
Sense.
That was my fault. This is terrible news. Every week during the summer of 2018, a woman bought 10 cases of apples, 50 pounds of carrots, and dozens of eggs. The food was for bears, though, Canada authorities say. And a woman from Whistler was ordered to pay $60,000 after officials say she violated the Wildlife Act in British Columbia.
Was she drawing them in?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So yeah. The Conservation Office Service received a complaint that someone was feeding black bears in the neighborhood. Officials began investigating and found that the woman was feeding the black bears during the summer months of 2018. And every week she would buy food for the bears, like a whole bunch of it. And bulk produce, they said, including up to 10 cases of apples, 50 pounds of carrots, and 15 dozen eggs, was purchased on a weekly basis to feed the bears. These activities created an extraordinary public safety risk by conditioning bears to human food and presence.
Your Honor, I know you're saying I'm just a bear. There's no way I can provide an adequate defense for this woman. But the heart on this woman and the kindness, I hope the court will consider this before they pass judgment. Thank you, sir.
And, of course, the bears would defend the woman. Yeah. Yes. In September, wildlife officials euthanized three bears that were visiting the residential area. They had to. They damaged property and showed no fear toward people.
Well, that was her fault. She was
totally
screwing with everything.
The penalty is $60,000, by the way. It is the highest penalty imposed under the Wildlife Act. After demanding that an interloper get off of his sprawling lawn, a 90-year-old Florida man twice punched a neighbor in the face, according to police, who arrested
you son of a bitch.
The rowdy nonagenarian for battery and resisting arrest. Thomas Conrad was busted Saturday afternoon following a dispute over a gardener cutting grass outside his home. Conrad's next-door neighbor, Jack Henson, told police that his lawn guy was being yelled at by Conrad for being on his property while cutting the grass. Conrad recalled telling the gardener to get off his property. After asking... Oh, he didn't hit him yet.
Oh.
After asking Conrad numerous times to leave them alone...
Leave me alone!
Henson recalled an agitated and aggressive Conrad declared, I should punch you.
You son of a bitch. I fought in the war 1812.
I want to fight you.
I want to fight you.
Henson said he replied, go ahead... but I wouldn't advise or police will get called.
I want to fight you.
I think I want to fight you now.
Couples.
And I'll do it along with you.
Cops allege that Conrad.
Let's throw it naked.
Then punched Henson twice in the face. And when police later arrived at Conrad's residence, he was resting and did not. His wife said he was resting and didn't want to be disturbed.
One, two, three.
After this. I forgot we have that. After his spouse convinced him to speak with cops.
Sesame Street with...
Yes, with
now Frank
you're
Rizzo. Now
you're going to teach us how to count.
One, two, three.
You got that?
How about the alphabet? Do we learn that at all?
A, B, D, B, C, D, F, Z. I'll kill a lot of you.
After his spouse...
Just the three of us, four of us, me and you.
After his spouse convinced him to speak with cops.
That's almost like a rhyme there.
Yeah, and a dog named Bo.
Just the three of us, four of us, me and you.
And a dog named Bo.
Well, he was walking a dog
absolutely,
at the time.
Remember, yeah,
this is Bush. So after his spouse convinced him to speak with cops, Conrad recalled telling the gardener to get off his lawn. He claimed that Henson told him to punch him in the face, and that time he punched him twice on the left side of his face. Deputies then asked Conrad, if someone was to ask him to shoot them, would he do it? And he replied, then I would have shot him.
Wow. For being on my lot. One, two, three.
He was advised he had apparently advised that he had done nothing wrong because the victim asked him to punch him in the face.
Oh, all right.
When cops tried to explain that he had committed battery, Conrad told them to get the F out of my house.
Get off my lawn. Yeah.
And began to walk away.
Get away from me.
That's a classic old,
oh, yeah,
pissed off old guy. Get off my lawn.
As deputies sought to take Conrad into custody, he allegedly balled up his fist, refused to place his hands behind his back after being handcuffed. He was booked into the county jail for
90?
Battery and resisting arrest. Yeah. Well,
this is him balling up his fist.
Both misdemeanors. All right, and that's your Bizarre File.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.